Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They jabbed away at each other again last night, the three Republican candidates running for John Kerry's U.S. Senate seat, in their latest broadcast debate, this time at Channel 4. WBUR's Fred Bever was there and has this report.
After several previous face-offs, businessman Gabriel Gomez, former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, and State Representative Daniel Winslow showed little restraint in attacking each other's positions and even character. Much of this debate was driven by disputes between Winslow and Sullivan over policies ranging from the prudence of budgets submitted by Governor Mitt Romney when Winslow was his legal counsel to the best way to handle the national budget. And each lawyer accused the other of having worked as a lobbyist. Here's Sullivan.
Interestingly, Dan, you are a lobbyist. You gave money to Martha Coakley, actually maxed out to Martha Coakley, the deputy attorney general, and when asked about it, he said it's because I'm doing business with it. The wrong reason, I think, for people to give money to public officials is because they have business with them.
Yes. Winslow accused Sullivan of working for the gun lobby.
Mike represented a special interest before a foreign government. In today's Springfield Union newspaper, he was described by his client as saying, Mike talks to law enforcement about the foundations, his client's programs, and it talks about to ATF officials about the industry's interest in regulatory policy. If that's not a lobbyist, well, what's your definition of lobbyist?
Go ahead.
That newspaper story was actually in the Springfield Republican. The tension grew when Winslow said he would vote for a bipartisan proposal that emerged on Capitol Hill yesterday that would expand federal background checks for gun show weapons purchasers. He pressed Sullivan for his position.
You're in the U.S. Senate. How would you vote on the compromise?
It doesn't address the problem. I'm not going to do something just because it feels good.
So you'd be voting no?
Gomez jumped in to criticize both men.
This is exactly what happens when politicians don't answer the question.
Gomez said he supports the compromise gun control measure, but he criticized Winslow and Sullivan as career politicians again and again, while emphasizing his Navy and business career and lack of previous political experience.
This is what happens when you've got people have been in politics since 1990 and since the 1990s. They resort to mudslinging and they resort to personal attacks. One of us is going to be senator. I'm confident of that. And the people of Massachusetts do not want their senator acting this way.
But as Gomez tried to position himself as an outsider who could be trusted, both Winslow and Sullivan turned their fire on him over a letter he wrote to Governor Deval Patrick 2 months ago. Gomez was seeking the interim appointment to the Senate seat that John Kerry vacated, and in it, he voiced support for Obama's immigration and gun control policies. Sullivan was the first to take aim.
And now he runs, and all of a sudden he distances himself from President Obama's position on gun control, which is rather extreme, and immigration, which provides amnesty for illegal immigrants.
Response.
The governor had a unique opportunity to reach across the aisle and appoint a Republican. A Republican who's willing to go down there and do the work for the people of Massachusetts. I'm a Navy guy. I raised my hand and I volunteered.
But that didn't get Gomez off the hook, as Winslow piled on and accused him of talking from both sides of his mouth. The round-robin invective continued through the hour. Only in the last minutes did the stage grow calmer as each candidate went over his personal biography. There have been few public polls in the Republican matchup. A recent WBUR survey found Sullivan with a lead, but many undecided voters. The primary is set for April 30th. Two Democratic congressmen, Stephen Lynch and Ed Markey, are seeking their party's nomination. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.